One way to think of this is, for example, if you have your driveway sitting out in the summer sun for hours, and you walk out there barefoot, and you feel the bottoms of your feet burning. That's the heat from the driveway being conducted into the bottoms of your feet. And then the third way that we move heat from place to place is convection. And we're going to see through the course of these lectures that convection is going to be one of the primary drivers of geologic processes. Convection is the only form of heat transfer that includes motion. And the best analogy is to think about a soup pot. So if you turn the burner on and you put your pot of water on top of that burner, you have conduction at the base of the soup pot, and you heat up the bottom of your soup. As that soup gets warmer, it becomes less dense. As it becomes less dense, it rises. It loses some of that heat at the top of the soup, and then as it cools, it becomes more dense and it sinks. And so you end up with a cycle of rising and sinking soup. And that's how you move heat through that soup pot. And we'll see that that's one of the exact mechanisms that happens in the interior of our planet. So, when we think about all of these different processes that are going on the planet, we want to keep in mind the idea of uniformitarianism, the idea of plate tectonics, and we want to keep in mind how energy is transferred from place to place on our planet. And we'll see that those ideas are going to be repeated again and again as we look at all these different Earth processes that on the outside seem to vary quite a bit from one another in terms of how they work. Now that we've thought about geology in the very, very broad sense of how geology works, let's start looking at some of the details. At the very fundamental level, geology is based on minerals. How do minerals tell us something about Earth processes? Why do we care about them, other than they're pretty, and some people like to make jewelry out of them and put them on their bookshelves? Minerals are critical for understanding geologic processes because they are the building blocks of our planet. Every rock out there is made up of one or more minerals. So a group of minerals will be the building blocks of all of our different rocks, from metamorphic to igneous. No matter how those rocks are formed, they are constructed from minerals. So understanding minerals is a good way to understand how all of our different rocks vary in composition, in texture, in how they form, and we'll see that minerals can tell us a bit about the interior of our planet as well. When we think about minerals, they form under a wide range of different physical and chemical conditions, and if we can understand those physical and chemical conditions, then that can give us a clue into how different Earth processes work. For example, there are some minerals that form only in metamorphic rocks. And if we understand those minerals, they tell us about processes that are occurring so deep in the interior of the planet that we will never observe them. And so they give us a little window into that part of the world that we can't go to.